First, let's take a look at our headlines for this hour.
Cuban president sends condolences to prime minister and people of the Bahamas.
Spanish court is first to close lawsuit in Europe presented under the Helms-Burton law.
Venezuelan president issues orange alert on Venezuela-Colombia border.
Iranian president Hassan Rouhani rules out bilateral talks with Washington.
And now the news in detail.
Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel expressed on Tuesday condolences to the Prime Minister of Bahamas, Hubert R. Minnis, for the loss of human lives and material damage caused by Hurricane Dorian, which ravaged the Caribbean nation. On behalf of the Cuban people and government, I extend to you our most heartfelt condolences, which I convey through you to the Bahamian people and to the families of the victims. Thus reads a letter Díaz-Canel sent to Prime Minister Minnis. In the letter, the Cuban president expresses the Cuban authorities' willingness to cooperate within its possibilities in mitigating the damage caused by the natural disaster. According to Bahamian Red Cross spokesman Matthew Cochran, more than 13,000 houses, or about 45% of the homes on Grand Bahama and Abaco, were believed to be severely damaged or destroyed. UN officials said that more than 60,000 people on the hard-hit islands will need food, and the Red Cross said some 62,000 will need clean drinking water.
A lawsuit brought by the Sanchez Hill family against Meliá Hotels International was the first decision closed by an European court following the implementation of Title III of the U.S. Helms-Burton Law against Cuba. The plaintiffs sought to base their claim on the alleged illegitimate exploitation of hotels in Cuba built on land nationalized by law 890 of 1960 after the Cuban Revolution in 1959 and managed by the Meliá Group since the late 80s and early 90s. The ruling is conclusive when it states that a Spanish court is not competent to assess, among other things, whether or not the nationalization agreed upon the Cuban state in 1960 was lawful. The U.S.-based company claims to have been, before the Cuban Revolution of 1959, owner of land located in Playa Esmeralda, Cuba, allegedly expropriated by the Cuban state after the approval of Law 890 of 15 October 1960. It bases its claim on an alleged illicit enrichment of Meliá derived from the management of the hotels Sol Rio and Luna Mares and Paradisus Rio de Oro.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro declared an orange alert Tuesday in the states that border with Colombia due to the threat of military aggression from the neighboring country. "We know that there is an attempt to try to set a false flag operation. The government of Colombia now intends to maneuver a false flag operation to attack Venezuela and start a military conflict against our country," Maduro announced during the commemoration of the 9th anniversary of the Bolivarian Military University. An orange alert means that Venezuelan army must remain on alert against aggression from the neighboring country waiting for the call to arms. The president explained that the Colombian government, led by far-right Iván Duque, wants to accuse Venezuela of being the cause of a war in Colombia that is 70 years old, in a reference to the unfounded accusations about links of his government with the recent Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, FARC dissidents. Maduro also ordered for a military exercise called Peace and Sovereignty to begin on September the 10th until the 28th in the states Zulia, Táchira, Apure, and Amazonas, territories that make up the 2,219 kilometers of the border that Venezuela shares with Colombia.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has ruled out holding any bilateral talks with the United States and threatened to further cut commitments to the country's crumbling nuclear deal with world powers within days. In an address to Parliament on Tuesday, Rouhani, however, said that if Washington lifted all sanctions it reimposed on Iran after withdrawing unilaterally from the 2015 deal, then it could join multilateral talks between the remaining signatories to the landmark accord. "Maybe there has been a misunderstanding. We have said it several times and we repeat it. There has been no decision to hold bilateral talks with the U.S.," said Rouhani. In principle, we do not want bilateral talks with the United States, he added. Tensions between Washington and Tehran have been rising since May last year following U.S. President Donald Trump's controversial decision to pull out of the deal and the subsequent reimposition of crippling sanctions aimed at strangling Iran's economy.
And you've tuned to Radio Havana, Cuba. Thanks for joining us on the international shortwave radio frequencies of RHC, Radio Havana, Cuba. Now let's go back over to our news. Here's Gerwin Jones.
Journalist John Pilger has delivered a stark warning from WikiLeaks co-founder Julian Assange, who said that his persecution is intended to kill dissent. Speak up now, Pilger said, or face the silence of a new kind of tyranny. Assange is currently serving a 50-week sentence in Belmarsh prison for skipping a bail hearing in 2012. U.S. authorities are seeking his extradition for his role in publishing classified documents accusing him of espionage. Journalist Pilger said the danger Julian Assange faces can easily spread to the present and past editors of The Guardian, The New York Times, Der Spiegel, El País in Spain, The Sydney Morning Herald, and many other newspapers and media outlets that published the WikiLeaks revelation about the lies and crimes of our government. By defending Julian Assange, we defend our most sacred rights, Pilger emphasized. Speak up now, or wake up one morning to the silence of a new kind of tyranny.
United Nations investigators said on Tuesday that the United States, Britain, and France may be complicit in war crimes by arming the Saudi-led coalition that has led a bombing campaign in Yemen, which has killed tens of thousands since 2015 and caused the death by starvation of an estimated 85,000 children. This comes as aid workers say over 100 people were killed on Sunday when air raids launched by the U.S.-backed Saudi-led coalition leveled a prison in the southwestern city of Daman. Hassan Mohammed, a prisoner who survived Sunday's attack, told reporters, "The first strike came with a plane. I was by the window. I then went under the window as the walls came tumbling down my back. There were 8 people in the room and a total of 100 died. After the airstrikes, after about half an hour to an hour, they came to rescue people in the rooms who were screaming for help." Bernie Sanders, who spearheaded the Senate passage of a war powers resolution that would end U.S. involvement in the Yemen war, tweeted, "U.S. bombs, logistical support, and intelligence for the Saudi dictatorship's airstrikes make us complicit in this nightmare. Congress has declared this war unconstitutional. We must now stand up to Trump and defund all U.S. involvement in these horrors."
In what observers say is a rare show of unity, all of Colombia's opposition parties stood with FARC leadership Rodrigo Londoño as he held a press conference in which he called on all sides to respect the 2016 peace agreements, condemning both the dissidents split from within the FARC leadership as well as the failure of the Colombian state to properly implement their end of the deal. Londoño posted the video to Facebook and other platforms, flanked by representatives of every opposition party with seats in Congress. The parties backing the FARC statement included the Decentes Coalition, the Verdes Party, Maíz, Polo Democrático Alternativo, and Colombia Humana. Londoño urged the state to meet their obligations set out in the 2016 peace deal, a failure which Londoño had previously blamed for the continued violence in the country. He said that the 2016 agreement is not just about offering assurances on the political and socioeconomic reincorporation of ex-guerrillas. The agreement is, above all, a route to a stable and lasting peace at a regional level through the implementation of comprehensive rural reform and political reform.
And those are some of the stories we're following for you here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Let's take a look once again at our headlines.
Cuban president sends condolences to prime minister and people of the Bahamas.
Spanish court is first to close lawsuit in Europe presented under the Helms-Burton law.
Venezuelan president issues orange alert on Venezuela-Colombia border.
Iranian president Hassan Rouhani rules out bilateral talks with Washington.